Hi, I'm Brett. My book is Animal Farm, written by George Orwell. George Orwell is the author of the famous dystopian book, 1984. He lived in England as the Soviet Union grew to power, and he was a staunch critic of the USSR's version of communism. This book was written during the Second Red Scare, post-World War II, as the Soviet Union took control of satellite states and consolidated power over Eastern Europe. A summary of Animal Farm tells the story of a farm taken over by animals. They try to institute a government of the people, by the people, for the people. Among themselves. Nope, doesn't sound right. They were communists. So the big idea that I originally began to track was how events change / corrupt the idea in an individual, and how an event will happen, and that event will then cause a change in an idea or a change in an individual. An example of this is Mr. Jones prodding the animals at the beginning of the book. This event, Mr. Jones prodding the animals, sparked the rebellion, led to an idea, led to an action. Another example of this is the writing of the Seven Commandments. The event that happened was the pigs had gained independence from the animals had gained independence from the humans. That event led to the writing of the Seven Commandments. That event of them gaining independence led to the idea of animalism and the idea of the Seven Commandments, and that we need to have this. My last event of my beginning idea would be no one in control of the government, and this led to pigs taking control of the government. Essentially, the event that there's chaos and confusion, even though they want democracy, no one knows how to go about it. This led to the pigs having to take control of the government in order to maintain a society. So that was the event. The event was there was no order, no one knew what was going on, therefore forcing the pigs to take control of the government, an event changing the idea of what they thought government could be. My understanding began to change in the middle. An example of how it was Napoleon demonizing Snowball and telling everyone all of the horrible things that Snowball did and how he was a liar and stuff. However, there was no specific event that led Napoleon to do this, which made me question my beginning idea and question whether really if it was an event that would aspire to change the idea or if it was an individual that would aspire to change that idea. Another example of this would be when Napoleon killed Boxer for money. Now, there was no really reason, there was no really event that led Napoleon to have to kill Boxer for money. The Animal Farm didn't need money that well. Boxer hadn't done anything bad. So this led me to question again, is it really always an event that aspires, or is it more of an individual that will lead the way? The third example in the middle of the book, how my understanding changed, was when Napoleon began to give himself military honors for no reason. Nothing was going on, nothing big, and Napoleon gave himself Animal Hero First Class and Animal Hero Second Class, both of these awards, but there was no event that aspired, which made me really begin to see my end point, which I'll get to in a minute, that individuals will actually corrupt the idea and intentions, not an event. An event doesn't have to aspire for a thing to be corrupted. Normally, an individual will lead the way for that idea to be corrupted and changed. So after Napoleon gave himself military honors, I realized, wait, my first big idea doesn't make sense anymore, so I changed it, and my last idea was individuals actually corrupt the idea and intentions. An example of this was the execution of all the animals, where nothing big had happened at Animal Farm, no big rebellions inside the farm, no big crimes, and yet Napoleon killed about a quarter of all the animals on the farm, leading me now to firmly believe that that is what George Orwell was trying to tell us, that the idea might not be bad, but that an individual will corrupt that idea over and over again until that idea is nothing of its former self. Another example of this is the all animals are equal slogan. The original idea behind that was animalism. However, Napoleon corrupted that idea. He corrupted animalism and he corrupted the Seven Commandments into the all animals are equal, but some are more equal than others slogan, which shows another example of how Napoleon corrupted the idea of animalism. My third and final point of my new and implicit idea was the banning of the song Beasts of England. This song really was the spirit of animalism, was the spirit of the revolution, and there was no point to ban it. It kind of lived within the idea, the original idea of Animal Farm. However, Napoleon banned the singing of Beasts of England, which showed how even though no event had aspired, Napoleon still manages, an individual manages, to purely corrupt the original intentions of animalism, the original intention, of course, being a full democratic society, and Napoleon corrupts this by completely banning it, showing a complete change from the beginning to end, a complete change from the idea. The individual then corrupts that idea, and the idea comes out nothing like its former self. Thank you for listening.